Turn with me, please, to Epistle to Jude, which one certainly believes it's parallel to the second epistle of Peter. And I trust before the Lord that whatever will be said will be by the help and the energy of the Spirit of God. And of course, I cannot take it for granted that you might be sitting with us, and up to now, you haven't made a commitment to Christ. You enjoy the fellowship, you enjoy the company of your friends, you enjoy the games, you enjoy the sports, you enjoy tubing, so forth and so on. So I cannot take this for granted, because I don't know your heart, you don't know mine. The Bible tells me the Lord knows them that are His. So He is the ultimate one that knows everything. So we don't know. What I would like to speak about is something that, first, what is your position in Christ Jesus? Secondly, a word of warning, but to end up somehow in a few minutes of something that is positive, that reflects what you have spoken to us as far as the Word of God, but also that reflects, one would think and pray, what we have learned with the exercise for the last couple of days. So turn with me again to Jude, and I want to read very selective verses, and then by the help of the Lord we will make some comments about them. The first one is verse 1, and it says, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Christ Jesus. The first thing I want to highlight, preserved in. The second verse I would like to read is verse 8. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. I want you to highlight speaking evil of dignities. I want to make applications for us, but speaking evil of dignities. The third one is in verse 11. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, ran greedily after the error of Balaam for a reward, and perished in the gain saying of Kor. I would like you to highlight way of Cain, error of Balaam, the gain saying of Kor. And the last verse I would like to read, the last two verses, is verses 20 and 21. And it reads, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves upon your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus unto eternal life, and of some have compassion. And please highlight this, making a difference. Making a difference. The first thing I want to suggest to you is that we have heard a lot of individuals that are scoffers and false teachers, and that they have certain features in their own life that sometimes might scare me as an individual, because it seems to me that my flesh might behave in the same way. You see, the flesh, when we talk about the flesh, that old package in you is not different than the unbeliever. What is different than the unbeliever is what God has given us. And that is wonderful new nature that should be dominated and governed always, which is always does, by the Spirit of God. Some of us might leave such a conference with the impression, am I truly saved? Do I know Christ Jesus as my personal Savior? You might be struggling with your eternal security that I belong to Christ eternally. Well, I would like to suggest and set the foundation that once you have accepted Christ as Savior, that word that I read in Jude, that word preserved in Christ Jesus, the original word of it carries three meanings in the English language. First, it is in, as we know it. Secondly, it's by. And thirdly, it's for. That same word covers these three aspects, or these three words that we are familiar with in our English language. Now think of that for a moment. Do you think for a moment that if you have accepted Christ at one point, whether in a young child or an older person, and you have said yes to the Lord Jesus, that there is something in this earth or that world can pluck you out of the hand of the one that you are preserved in? Preserving by the power of Christ, and the purpose for it is you are preserved for Christ. It is the features of the Creator, if you will. Because when He created all things, He created things by Him. And what's the purpose? And it is for Him. So that you have been preserved in such a great power, in such a great person, for the purpose of a great individual, great God, the Lord Jesus Christ. So do you know Christ? If you know Christ, you have been preserved. But I want to go to these three individuals, the way of Cain, the reward of Balaam, and of course, the gainsaying of Kor. And then we will go speaking against dignities. I want to speak now to somebody who might be unbeliever. Because I said, if you know Christ, you are preserved in, by, and for Christ Jesus. But what was the problem with Cain? There were two things that I have to learn as an unbeliever, but also I want you to apply it to us as believers. The first thing that about this man, he denied the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus. He denied the way of redemption. He denied the way of salvation. And you might be sitting with us for years now. And all what you are responding toward God, year after year, I really reject and deny that the work of Christ is sufficient to save my soul. He denied the blood of the Lord Jesus. And when we talk about Christianity, we are living in a time in the present moment of 2012, approaching 2013, that there are individual leaders in Christendom as a whole. They are denying the way for washing away sins is that the blood of Christ. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And I want to suggest to you that there is nothing before God Himself that can wash and take away your sins other than the blood of the Lord Jesus. So the question is this, are you truly saved? Or in your own attitude, sitting day after day, year after year, up to now, you never made a commitment. You never asked the Lord Jesus to shelter you by His own blood, acting by the way of Cain, who said, listen, by my own works, I can make it to heaven. God has said, I want the sacrifice. God has said, I want to see the blood. I will pass over you. Cain said, no, God, I don't like your ways. The way I'm going to do it is I'm going to offer the best of my own vegetables, of my own fruits that I have planted, not what you have provided. That's what we tell God when we delay the decision of being saved and being preserved by Christ Jesus and for Him. Are you Cain tonight? Are you Cain tonight? That is still saying to God in your own attitude that I know better. And I'm not going to go through the way of the blood of the Christ. I want to go through my own works. Well, let me tell you, as far as Scripture is concerned, you're not going too far. That way of thinking and mentality is going to bring you to one place. And unfortunately, it is hell that is prepared for Satan and his angels. So we don't want to be like Cain as an unbeliever, because the day of grace is still extended to you even tonight. Maybe you will join the company of believers that says, unto Him that have loved us and washed our own sins with His own blood. The only title for you to be in the company of the saints of God and to spend eternity in the very presence of Christ is nothing but the blood of Jesus.